on the Pasuk, Eise Shalom B'Mreimov, the Medrash says that God makes peace in the heavens by bringing peace between the angels Michal and Gavriel. Michal is the angel of kindness, and Gavriel the angel of severity. Since kindness and severity are opposites, in order that they be able to blend and become one, there needs to be the revelation of a much greater light, much higher than the Midas, higher even than Chabad, and that brings about the third attribute, Rachamim, compassion, which is a blend of Chesed and Gvura. Today's Shir begins on page 234 of Igeres HaKadosh. The number at the bottom of the page is 452, and the Shir for the 9th of Elul begins a third of the way down. The first word of the line is Yisbarich. Vehine, at a period. Vehine, Sarus Adela'elo, this arousal above, the motivation above. La'ezer Gili Ha'od Rabba V'Hashpoa Tzuma Hanal, to arouse a revelation of this higher light that affects the Chesed and the Gevurah, and brings peace between them, that brings a bittul to them, that brings peace between them. Me'eid ein save Baruch Hu, this light that is from the endless and infinite part of God, las is sholim hanal, to bring about that peace mentioned above. So this is motivated, this arusa deletato, by an arousal from below. In the act of tzedakah and in the giving of life and favor and kindness and compassion, l'man the less le'migar me'klum, to the one who has nothing of his own, to the poor man who has nothing of his own, u'lahacha yesuach shfeilim, and to enliven, to give life to the humble. Which means not only to give the actual tzedakah, but to do it in such a way that it revives, it lifts the spirits of the lowly. Umegazes mashom rezal al aposuk b'teira lishmo al ha'esek b'teira lishmo, and it is known what the sages have said about a person who studies Torah for its own sake, that meisim sholim b'pamal yeshol milo pamal yeshol mata, that it brings peace among the hosts of heaven as well as among the hosts of earth. Pamal yeshel mailo, what are the hosts of heaven? Hem hasodim v'hamidis hanal, they are the angels and the attributes mentioned before. Shehein ha'echolis elyenim be'elim habriyah shebezeir HaKodesh, which are the chambers, the higher chambers of the world of Briyah, as described in the Zohar. Upamal yeshel mato, and the hosts of the lower worlds, hein ha'echolis ha'tachteinim, these are the chambers of the lower world, ubefrat elam haza ha'shofo, and particularly this lowly world, our world, ha'me'ur of tevara, mechet adam harishain, that is a mixture of good and evil, resulting from the sin of Adam, from eating of the tree of knowledge. V'hara shelet al hatev, and at times the evil rules over the good, k'meshekos v'ashesholat adam ba'adam, ul'eim elam yemotz, that the good and the evil are in a struggle, and sometimes the evil subdues the good, is stronger than the good, u'kenire b'chush ba'adam atachtein, and as we see from experience, in the human being here below, hanikra b'shem elam koten, that is sometimes described as a minor world, a little world, shelepa'amim, and we see in this little world that at times hatev geiver lepa'amim lehepachas v'sholem, that at times the good is stronger, and at times it is the opposite, God forbid. Ein sholem ba'ilam, and there is no peace in the world, there is no peace from the struggle between good and evil, ad eis ketz, until the end of time. She is barer hatayv mahara, when the good will be separated from the evil, Dovid Bishar Sheil Makede Mokin Achayim Baruch Hu, when the good will cleave to its source and to its root, which is the source of all life, which in God, Vaza Yispoi Dukopeli Oven, then all the unholy, the workers of sin, the doers of sin, will be scattered, sinfulness will be scattered. And the spirit of unholiness will be removed from the world when we will take out and filter out from the evil the little bit of good that is within it that gives it life. And this separation, extracting the good from the evil, this will happen not only above but also here below, with a great revelation and a great manifestation of godliness, as it says concerning that time, that the world will be filled of the knowledge of God and the glory of God will be revealed, and so on. And this is true of the world in general. La'osid, in the time to come, that in the world, for the whole world to experience this godliness, that will be in the time to come, after Mashiach. Ach ba'adam atachtein, but in the person on earth, b'chol eis mitzei, this can happen at any appropriate time. At a time when God is available. Zut viloi sharitim mizumonim, which is like the time of davening, or other auspicious times, lehizbei dedim kainei, when he can be alone with his Creator. Is kol echad lefimasov, each person according to his deeds. Each person according to his merit, by his deeds, can deserve to have a bit of a taste of this separation and of this extraction of the good from the evil, and this comes by studying Torah for its own sake, and also through the giving of tzedakah. As the Gemara says, that Rebbe Lezer Yoev Pruta Lo'oni V'Hodem Matle, that Rebbe Lezer would give a coin to a poor man before he would daven, and then he would daven. Dichsiv, because it says, Ani B'Tzedek Echze Panecha, and I in righteousness will see your face, which the Rebbe explains to mean that I with tzedakah will be able to approach God in the davening to see God's face. That is the revelation of this presence of God in the knowledge and in the understanding. So that he can come to understand God through his contemplation of God's greatness, and to give rise from this understanding to a love and a fear of God that come from the knowledge and from the understanding. So in order to be able to do that, he has to give the tzedakah. Through tzedakah, he comes to see God's face, he comes to understand godliness. Through this, we separate the good, l'Hashem, to God, v'nifred hazah, and the evil falls away, k'mesh ha'kosuv, mitzadef l'kesev, v'kur l'zov, v'ish l'fi mahaloli. The purification of the gold comes in its way, for the crucible, for the silver, and the furnace for the gold, and the man according to his praise. Which generally means according to the praise of the person. But the Rebbe explains, Pirush, what does it mean according to his praise? Lefi hilulei es Hashem, a man's purification comes from his praising of God. The Eimek Hadas, when he dwells on the greatness of God with a profound understanding. that can give rise to a love and a fear in the heart, born out of the understanding, that's how we separate the good and have the evil fall away. Just as the impurities that are extracted and separated from the gold and the silver in the crucible and the furnace. And gold and silver are suggestive of love and fear. That in the spiritual, gold and silver is love and fear of God, and that is purified, and that is cleansed through the person's understanding of godliness, which is his praise of God. To the degree that he understands God's greatness, to that degree he praises God, and through this understanding he arouses the love and fear and cleanses them of the impurities that would prevent them from rising, that would prevent them from being felt and experienced. In today's Hayem Yom, for the 9th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that my grandfather, says the Rebbe Marash, said in references to his bonimus, which is the profound concentration or contemplation of a subject which is extremely difficult to comprehend. So the Rebbe said, if the subject is of deep personal concern, the person will come to understand and comprehend it very well. In other words, if he takes it personally, then he'll understand it. The proof of this is in the Torah, in the laws involving women, and the ingenious arguments that they may put forth on their own behalf. In the case of an aguna, for example. These arguments are discussed by the Tanoim, Amazoyim, and Ga'inim, all exceptionally brilliant people, and the Torah is the Torah of truth. And yet, the woman who is far removed from being able to devise such brilliant arguments, and the Tanoim sit around and discuss how to respond to such brilliant claims. But the truth is that when a subject is of deep concern to a person, as it is with a woman whose husband is missing, for example, even those of weak intellect will come up with profound concepts. So we see that when something is really important to you, you can come up with brilliant ideas and insights onto the subject.